US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America with the story we brought to you earlier. A man is dead as a helicopter crashed onto the roof of a Manhattan skyscraper. Harley, what else can you tell us?
Well, there's a lot of information that's come out, of course. This wouldn't be a big deal, making an emergency landing, a crash landing in a helicopter, except that it happened in Midtown Manhattan. The pilot, of course, died. He tried to make an emergency landing on the roof of the building. It was a crash landing, a hard landing, sparked a fire, 7th Avenue, 51st Street, that's just on the edge of Times Square, about 54 stories up. Fire quickly brought under control. There is no helicopter landing pad on that building, so it was an emergency. What we don't know for sure, whether it was forced down by the very low clouds, the rain, and the poor visibility, or a mechanical problem, that's not clear. But what we do know, it was privately owned, a very good and excellent helicopter called an Augusta 109. The pilot was the only person on the chopper, and it was the helicopter's leaking fuel after the hard landing that set the fire. People who evacuated the building said they couldn't help but have thoughts of 9/11 when the order came to get out and go down the stairways, because everybody knows that's where so many people died. Lots of anxiety among the crowds who were jamming into those stairwells. There were sirens screaming up to the scene on the streets below. Yeah. You can only imagine what it would have been like.
It'd frighten the hell out of you, pardon me. The baseballer, what's all this about?
Well, someone walked up behind Big Poppy, David Ortiz, and shot him. Ortiz, one of the most beloved sports figures ever for the Boston Red Sox. Of course, as a Yankee fan, I didn't much like him. I mean, he's a great guy. I'd love to have a beer with him, but I hated to see him come to the plate.
Yes.
It happened in his native Dominican Republic. Doctors say he will recover. They removed his gallbladder, parts of his intestine after the ambush. His liver was also damaged. He's in stable but intensive care. Now, there's a report the attackers were Dominican police officers hired by a drug boss because he thought Ortiz is having an affair with his wife.
Goodness me.
Yeah, well,
oh, dear. Goodness me. And so is he going to be okay, apparently? Well, in God we trust. Do we still trust?
Well, we do for the moment. It's on our money. It was once a basic truth of what it meant to be an American. We understood our rights. The rights that matter were the ones given to us by God, not by any legislature. So there's an atheist attorney who's made it a career to try to excise any notion or mention of God from the government. And he tried really hard. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to take In God We Trust off the money.
Good on him. Good on the Supreme Court. Thank God. One court making sense. Thanks, Harley.